Now, one of the fun, a lot of the fun the children have when they eat chicken is to find a certain bone and pull it apart. What do you call
Wishbone.
It? And the term that you'd use to refer to the edible inside part of a pig or a calf, when you butcher, there's an edible insides. You ever have a word for that? Innards, not the innards, I mean, that isn't the word I want, but there's a term that you sometimes refer to of the insides of calves or pigs, which you can eat. Some of them you can't, but some you can. You have a term for it. You ever use chitlins or haslets? Chitlins is my territory. Now, when it comes time to feed the animals, the farmer might say to his son, "All right, son, let's go. It's time. It's what kind? It's what time? It's
swill hogs."
My grandfather always did that.
That's an old time statement.
And then when it's time to do this, the general term, you'd take care of the horses and the pigs and everything else.
Feed the animals.
And you'd call it feed time or feeding time. Or
feeding time.
Do you remember any calls to the cows that they'd make to get them to come from the pasture and go?
No, not that, but... Come boss, come boss, come boss.
Uh-huh. And how about to get them to stand still when they're being milked? Any particular word you'd say to them?
Oh, just be still, stand still. Maybe with a threat attached.
Mm-hmm. Maybe mention their name, if you had a name for them. Any call that you'd make to a calf?
Or try to imitate its mother's call. Back. No, that isn't.
Uh-huh.
I'm
would
just
you
joking.
Call us souk? You ever hear that? Souk? Souk calf? How about a call to oxen to make them go left or to make them go right? Or any animal that's plowing. You want to make them go right?
Fore or aft?
Did you say that to the animal? Fore? Aft? Which is which?
What's the
I don't know either. I'll have to look it up. You ever use G or haw?
Yeah, G and haw. But I don't know which.
I don't either. Now, the call to the horses to get them to come in from pasture. Any particular word you'd use for that?
I don't recall, no. They were usually there for their ease.
Okay. Urge the horse on when he's riding, want him to go faster. Is there any particular way you'd...
Get him, get him.
You ever,
Yes, cluck.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you do that for us? Do you remember how Okay. Now, you want to make the horse stop. How do you make him stop? I know you pull on the rein.
Whoa.
Would you say that again, please?
Whoa.
And, call to the pigs when you're feeding them. Call to make them... come in to get their food. You don't. I know you don't have to call very much. They know too. But if you want to,
oh, just kind of squeal.
Could you do that for me? No. Okay. I remember my grandfather used to have one. Suey or something like that. Suey. I don't know how it was, but
suey, suey, suey.
Suey. Now, you may not have had sheep, but if you wanted to call them in for the pasture, did you have any word for sheep? It was different. How about call to the chickens when you want to call in for feed? Here.
Cackle.
Did you cackle at them? Or, I mean, is that the word you used? Cackle? You ever said they're chicka chicka chicka?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, if you were driving a horse in a wagon, what would you refer to the things that you hold on to?
Lines.